I won't take the whole time. This is a, I'll just explain the purpose of this paper, Agenda Paper 7. This is a new thing that we're doing for our advisory groups as a result of some discussions internally that we've had to make it more visible what we've done with the advice that the various advisory groups we have here have given. So the idea for me for this paper is to provide to you the topics. Every meeting that we have, I'll give you a table of the topics that we discussed in the prior meeting, and then what overall what your views were, and then what the staff has gone to do with those topics, and or what the ISB is going to do. Most of it will likely be that the staff is going to discuss that topic with the ISB in the next meeting. So this way we'll just try to feed back to you how this your views are getting fed into the process. And then I'm not going to go through the table, except for one piece at the end. And then what I would like to do is if you have questions on any specific items, then we can talk about those. But I do want to remind you that in the last topic on this table, the research projects topic, is one that we asked the CMAC about the last meeting, whether we should be bringing research topics to investors and to the CMAC, and whether that stage in the process is a good time to talk to investors because it is quite early. And the general response from the CMAC was yes, it's a good to get investor input early on. And so as a result, a lot of the topics, I'd say actually almost every topic we talked about at the meeting today, are research topics. And so you can also get a feel now for how that will work in talking to investors. So, you know, there are no proposals yet. The staff have done research and have various ideas of which direction to go with the topic. And there are also discussions of how we should be talking to investors. So, you know, for example, you can see that Christine discussed how the structure is of the project, and we've only picked specific topics we think we should talk to investors about, which is similar to things that are farther along, but we don't have necessarily specific questions for you. So I want you to keep that in mind in some of the topics, and maybe we should remind you what's research and what isn't in the future, and also if you think that the format is working for you in these discussions, because I know it's not as maybe precise and it's not as giving you as much clear examples as you might be able to do in, you know, proposals that are farther along, but at the same time we do want to make sure we have your input early in the process. So are there any questions on any of the information in the table, for example, how the staff has gone back and presented, you know, your views to the board and what's going to happen next?
I think this was very interesting to read.
Yeah.
A follow-up. Gave me some more information about what happened. So definitely if you can manage to do this in the future, I would be glad.
Okay. Everyone, so I take sound because everyone loves this then.
The only cautionary comment is that the requirement to report back that you listen to us has been used by preparers and other stakeholders to say that you're not following the process. And I don't think this group is concerned about, I think we believe that you listen to us. You generally disagree with us, but I think you do listen to us. And it's almost, I read this almost with a little bit of curiosity, sort of, okay, these are the ones where if there was, this was sort of the outcome. But I'm not as, I think it's a good exercise, but I don't think you need to, we're not asking for proof that you're listening to us. I think we believe you're listening to us already.
I think it's a good exercise to see how your input is fed into the process.
I think it's a good exercise, but I've heard of lots of groups saying, well, you're obviously not following due process because we make this recommendation and you don't follow it. And that's not how the system works.
And this is not to imply that the recommendations you make are the ones the board is following. This is to imply that we've told the board your views and the board will take that into consideration.
That was sort of mine. It was more an angst about we already believe you. So.
Sure.
I think it's more good housekeeping from our point of view that if we're all going to sit here and spend a full day discussing, it's good actually for us all to reflect on the fact that what did we hear, what have we done, and to make sure we're close to the loop.
As a housekeeping exercise, wonderful.
Yeah. It makes it more tangible what the key messages were. Also, after a full day of meeting, it's for me very interesting to know, okay, so these were the elements that were most helpful. that can also help us shape giving feedback for the next time. So I think I would certainly like to see. I look forward to seeing this overview for this meeting.
My only question in that light is, how soon after this meeting will we get the next one? Because if we only get it shortly before the next meeting, will we all remember the nature of the conversation, or will we? Will this simply frame our memory of it, and it would be better to have it sooner rather than later?
I have two.
Without wishing to.
Well, one, my response to that is, one is we do summarize the views that we heard. We'll do that after the meeting and put it on the website, and then put it in this to remind you. But also, you know, there may not be an immediate reaction by the staff as to how they're going to move forward. So there's a little bit of give and take, but we can. Yeah, if it's something that's important that you want to know right away to keep it fresh in your mind, we can verbally, you know, discuss it.
I prefer it to be more complete than extremely timely. So that if you can make it more timely, fine.
If we get the column about what you've heard soon, that probably does the job.
We will provide the CMAQ as a reminder. We summarize what we've heard, and then we will pass it around and ask the CMAQ members to make sure that reflects, you know, your views accurately, and then we'll put a summary on the website, but it'll probably be within a month. Robert has his...
It's great. The document that I actually read with quite a bit of attention, the summary of the meetings, because there is a difference between what I heard sometimes and what I think the staff recorded. And I'm not trying to be mean, but you know, it's tough for the staff to talk right down, and sometimes I think that the balance of some of the statements is off. And you know that I do write, and I say, you know, that's not what I heard. To be honest, I actually have never read. I read the first draft, I provide comments, and then I never read whether you actually incorporated the comments.
I was counting on that.
Oh. In future, I'm not going to read the update, too.
We can include the final minutes, you know, in the new deck, just not for discussion, because those were final. Everybody will have had the opportunity to comment on them. We're not going to discuss minutes, I think.
But if there's a recording, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
no,
they're not. We don't pre-record minutes. I mean, we do a summary.
Summary.
Again, minutes have been used by groups that want to block, and it's not for the purpose of blocking that I'm looking at the minutes. I just want to see if I think the staff got it or not. Mm. It's a much more gentler sort of, did they get it? And sometimes, it's a very gentle approach.
Yes.
So what does it take for you to upload all this audio recording?
It's very fast. It should happen in the next couple of days, I think.
Actually, that last time, it took quite a while.
Oh. Normally it's very fast.
I hope so. I have to make my own minutes to submit.
Robert's been taking minutes.
I don't have the courage to listen to the recording. What I do is I try to write down what I think is important.
You are the native speaker, so
well,
everything that you have said is included, but me, nothing.
Peter, you are all over my minutes.
This is an excellent moment.
I don't agree.
Robert, this is an excellent moment to start the coffee break.
This is the end of the public session.
Yeah.